The first question that we'd like to start with is the question of your role with the World Heritage Convention. How have you been involved with World Heritage?
First of all, I got involved as early as 1983 when I became the director of a World Heritage Site. At that time, it was not even a World Heritage Site, I must say. But it had the potential of becoming a World Heritage Site. And then in 1986, Greater Zimbabwe, where I became the director of the Greater Zimbabwe, was proclaimed a World Heritage Site. But the interesting thing at that time is that we didn't even know what this involved, because 1980 is when Zimbabwe became independent. And then UNESCO got us involved. They were very interested in this site. It's a historic site. It used to be the center of a major empire that controlled the present Zimbabwe, western Mozambique, and eastern Botswana, and northern present South Africa. So it was a major empire. You know, it was really an initiative driven by UNESCO, and I still remember when I effectively took control of Greater Zimbabwe. I was not even aware of the significance of what this convention was all about, let alone seeing a copy of the convention itself. It never occurred to me, and it was to be until 1995 that we became aware of what World Heritage Convention means. And this is when, after the launching of the Global Strategy of 1994, efforts were now made by ICOMOS and UNESCO World Heritage Center to reach out and say, because they'd already seen something had gone wrong, that the bulk of Africa, but particularly, was unaware of this convention. And they chose, somehow or other, got in touch with us, and got in touch with me in particular. And at that time, I had now left Greater Zimbabwe as now the deputy executive director for the whole National Museums and Monuments Network of Zimbabwe. And they identified Zimbabwe as the first port of call in the global strategy. So the first global strategy meeting in Africa was held in September, October, in Zimbabwe. And I played host to it, there were two parallel sessions, or they merged eventually, ICOMOS and the World Heritage Center aspect of it, World Heritage Committee part of it. So that's how, I must say, in fact, I'm not speaking just of Zimbabwe, I'm also speaking of the whole sub-region. That is the first time this notion came across. And I remember coming up in the process, leading some of the initiatives, and coming up with what we thought should be the components of World Heritage in this, you know, peculiarities and of our region. And we came up with what we thought were important categories of heritage to be included, and which had not yet been included, although the framework had come out from the 1994 Global Strategy, but we then had to put it in our context. So that's how I got to know what it was all about. And then from then, I really got very involved as a focal point in many respects, and as well as an expert on the area. So I became for 1995 and 1997, I was involved in the organization of the third global strategic meeting in held in Porto Novo, and then with the global strategy meeting that was held in Amsterdam, and another one on cultural landscapes in Africa, which was held in Tiwi, Kenya, and was involved in again in the redefining, you know, authenticity and integrity following the NARA model, and we came out with authenticity and integrity in an African context, you know. So from then, you know, it was then it was of course a great honor to have been elected to the World Heritage Committee in, I think it was 1997. Yes, it was 1997 session, and served the 6-year term, part of which 2000 in Keynes, I became the rapporteur of the World Heritage Committee. So, but you know, simultaneously, I got very interested in writing about our own experiences, and I've written quite substantially on this topic. My perspective about this convention in sub-Saharan Africa is that it has not been a success. Just like any other conventions that I've compared, the 1954 convention, 1997 convention, 1972 convention, and so on, and I'm looking at why are things not working out. The only convention that I think is working out is the 1992 convention on biodiversity in Africa.